I always want to learn.
Yes.
And it has been creating a lot of confusion within me.
Okay.
The policy is a draft document.
Yes.
But now I have seen the signature of the president there. So is it right that the president has got the right to sign a draft policy?
Well,
because I see the signature of the president on the policy now, and it's a draft document.
I think the president shares the cabinet. So the fact that it has gone through cabinet, I think he has a right to sign on it. But it can still be draft until parliament says yes or no, then it becomes a final document. It is still not a working document until parliament gives or not to it. I know, yes, I know, honorable members, we have primary legislation, which are the acts of parliament. For acts of parliament, the processes are clear also, that when they come from the law officer departments to the respective MDAs or ministries, when they are brought to parliament, parliament will do all necessary do's and don'ts or to dot the T's or cut the T's and dot the I's, and then we send it back to the same source, the law officers, to make sure they incorporate what parliament has amended, and then it gets printed through the government printer for president's attention or assent. For legislation, like we said, they said it has gotten the parliamentary the cabinet approval, and it shares that for it to have been approved at the cabinet, somebody has to authenticate that indeed it is approved. So that's not the issue here. It can still be referred to as draft because we still have a role to play in it. It cannot become law if parliament do not give maybe the nod to it. So I do not think that we should continue to discuss further, except otherwise. We'll get on to you accordingly. Yes, let us now listen to our leader, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and committee members, for allowing us to come and listen in. My presence here is to underscore how much I believe this issue is critical for either the advancement of our democracy or destruction of our democracy. When we were teenagers up to our early 20s, some of us we're on the streets challenging a one-party state. We are very concerned. I've been following the debates. I was also at the debate that was organized by AYV and some others just a few last week. Sierra, I sat in there to learn, to listen. I have gone up country myself and asked some councillors and chairs of councils what they know about this. I know their views. I just plead with your committee. Please treat this very seriously, Honorable AKK and others. This committee has an important role to scrutinize this policy very well. This committee should also be aware that sometimes things are bulldozed through the system. This is one that cannot be bulldozed. I think if I listen carefully, the introduction was that you have about 12 political parties you represent. 13, that's 13 out of 17. And you say you were not consulted about an issue that has to do with you, with your elimination, with your total demise. This issue is very serious, Mr. Chairman. I just want to admonish you. In life, sometimes you have situations visited upon you. It has now come to your young shoulders, which we know is dynamic and very enlightened, to look at this issue speedily, critically, and advise Parliament accordingly. This is too serious for our democracy to be rushed. This is too serious for our democracy not to allow a national debate. This requires a national debate. It touches on the foundations of democracy. If it is not done right, we're heading for a one-party state. That's just my comment to thank you and to tell you how important your work is. This is about the future of democracy of Sierra Leone. And as I see some of our young, able MPs here, I'm very excited because it is about their future. Thank you very much.